Hi, I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The topic is Advisor Trust. The theme at this week's FPA conference in Anaheim is centered on trust. Becoming the trusted advisor is not a new idea. However, it is increasingly talked about. The question is, how do you become the trusted advisor? How do you accelerate trust in your advisory relationships, and for that matter, in any relationship? Building trust is directly related to how you behave in relation to others. What many do not know is that the starting point for trust starts with your behavior. If you do not trust yourself, then you will not trust others, and others will not trust you. What we have learned from research is that some people are not naturally wired to trust, and hence will always have more inherent difficulty in building trusted relationships. So these skeptical people have to be more conscious in developing trust with clients and their team. Interestingly, based on our extensive behavioral profiling of financial advisors, over 70% of them would be low on trust or more skeptical. So why do you think there is so much lack of trust in our industry, and now being trusted is being so valued? It is also fair to say that being completely trusting as a person can be naive. Some skepticism is reasonable so long as it is healthy. Now you need to address how you are going to improve your level of trust. The first step is gaining clarity of who you are, your talents and your life purpose. When you have the personal confidence to be who you are, your fears start going away and generally trust builds. We help people through this step by having them firstly take the Business DNA Natural Talents Profile. The second step is to uncover your client relationship management performance. We do this by having you take the Advisor Trust 360 profile. In essence, the profile is a behavioral client performance evaluation. The process involves you rating yourself and having at least three clients each rating you on 75 performance items across seven key areas. The seven key areas are communication, results, relationships, emotional intelligence, trust, advisory values, and advisory competence. The profile report identifies areas of strength where you are positively building trust with clients and areas where further development is required. With this information, a coaching program can be put in place to help you improve your trust and level of client satisfaction. The reality is that every person will have performance aspects needing development across these seven areas. Even those who interpersonally may naturally build strong trust could be lower in demonstrating advisory trust in terms of the results and processes side of their service delivery. If you'd like to learn more and participate in the Advisor 360 profile, please contact us at inquiries@businessdnaresources.com.